welcome punters as I walk in on the red carpet here to the Melbourne Hub of Finance. Big news during the week, as may be seen by the props. Got some new sponsors, Dicko, I believe. I'll give you the microphone back. We haven't got enough sponsors yet to get four microphones, but Mountain Goat have generously donated to our funding our liver health, and it's actually a bloody good drop. I didn't think
I'd say. Victoria's number one beer.
It is a good drop. Local beer to Melbourne, right near Dicko's new hood as well. But look, we're here today to mainly discuss one of the best weekends of the year.
Yeah, racing wise.
Sport,
okay. Racing, sport. I think we've decided to do the Caulfield card on Sunday, which is a great card. So I'll pass over to Dicko here with the microphone. I'll let him divulge his interests.
No, we'll just kick straight in. So you're ready with the market?
So we're going to do race one?
Race one.
No Mountain Yard Mail.
Well, there's Mountain Yard Mail from Belmont, from Caulfield and Randwick. A big day. So you'll also get Moonee Valley on Friday night and Caulfield on Sunday from Victoria. And Pistol Pete is actually, if you're a tight ass and don't want to pay the 11, then you can get the Sky radio over there in Perth. He's actually on the radio, I think, on Saturday. So before each race, he was on there on Wednesday and he's going to be doing a fair bit of it moving forward. So that's pretty good news.
Got Nick Noonan here and Nick
here. Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't intro the boys.
You didn't intro the panel.
What about the panel?
It's a big panel here today. I'm just bitterly disappointed I have to share a microphone with an imbecile like yourself.
You probably don't need to share it anyway. It's pretty loud.
Yeah, I suppose I'm a bit wound up today. It's been a fucking early start. And your bloke's come into the office, which I actually appreciate. You come bearing gifts, which is good. But
yeah,
we've got some great panellists here today in Nick Noonan and Nick Heath. And yourself and you.
Yeah, and I think while I've got Nick here, you guys have been using the trial stuff. Have you not found it quite valuable?
I love the trial, the jump out trial thing, so well done, Nico. Yeah, I smashed into the written by, Blue Diamond winner.
Yeah.
Backed that. Bonds Away run on huge. There was a couple other horses.
Don't bring up Bonds Away.
It was still a nice run. So
yeah, it was a good run.
I'd say I don't really like digging into all of the jump outs, so if I've got a quick reference there and something's highlighted in green or blue, that sort of, it gets me excited. And I used it yesterday at Flemington and dismissed a couple of horses that
it really helped yesterday.
Yeah,
at Flemington.
It was handy. I really like it.
But let's be honest. What are you charging for it?
$10 a week.
$10 a week.
$10 a week.
It's probably going to go up pretty soon because it's quality, and the less sort of that have it, the more valuable it is to those that do.
Yeah. So for $10 a week,
and there's some big,
you don't have to watch
some,
any jump
there's some
it's
big,
insanity,
and there's
insanity
some big boys getting it. Look, decent punters getting it. So it's only going to get better and bigger.
Well, there you go, $10 a week, money well spent. So we are going to kick off today with the with Caulfield Race 1, which is a Cadenac Jewelers handicap over 1,400 metres. In the market, Holbein's favourite at $4.80, Eclair Calling $5, Murrahip $6, closer to the bottom, Artie's Dream Winner $7.50, and Notio $9, double figures the rest. Notio, Dunny aboard. Whatever you want to call it. Have you got a speed out there, Dicko?
Yeah, I think Lucky Fish and Holbein will kick up. Artie's Dreamwinner's got speed. Sunday Prey and Star Fortune will get forward. Spannerhead sort of cast. Eclair Calling, Kentucky Breeze. And I think Way Anchor from one. If the tripod was on Mickey Walker, you'd think it could be real forward. But with Hugh Bowman on, what happened on Saturday with Hugh, where's his head at? He's often pretty average when winches around. I'm not sure what to do with him on Saturday. The rest further back. I'm doing the card for an even bias. Do you guys agree with that? Like no bias at all. Fair racing.
Yeah, I think Caulfield's paid pretty well. Back to true, it might be right.
It depends how much they've watered the track and what rains on the radar. They talk about Saturday, Friday, Saturday.
Which is odd. Let's be honest, it's one of the hardest things about previewing this card. Today on a Thursday, there is rain predicted on Friday, a little bit Saturday.
I don't think there's enough rain.
But because it's predicted, they won't know what to do yet.
Yeah. If it's hard underfoot when you get there, like it's not, if it's on the better side of four, it'll be on pace. If it's got a bit of a cutout, they might get out wider.
Well, that's wisdom from the wish there.
Possibly. But if that's completely wishy, sitting on the fence going, if it does this, it'll be right, you know. But
yeah.
you know, the trial's shut down his account anyway. We found out who he is and where he is. So, copped his right whack. Lucky we didn't go into his place of work in southeast Melbourne. So, southeastern suburbs.
Race one.
So, I'll give you the odds. Now, Nick. Oh, Nick. Kick off.
We done the odds, yeah? I thought Holby and Eclair Collingwood were the two for mine. Liked Holbein's win there last Geelong. It was a good win. Start for that is good. He's got sort of figures back from his three-year-old days that put him at a pretty sort of decent level. I think the map's good enough for him to come across, get a spot up there on speed. Ben Mullen's a good jock. And then Eclair Collingwood, I sort of had him the fave out of the two. I think it's maybe, really? Potentially could be a two-horse race, but Chris Caserta put me off a little bit just because he hasn't been riding that much. I know he rode a winner yesterday, so that's probably a tick for him. But Barrier 4, he should get a pretty sort of nice rein behind him third up. He's got good form last prep around sort of like Flying Murdy, who was a really progressive horse before he got sold. His win at Flemington was good. I think these are the sort of two progressive horses in the race. They are the two I was happy to back.
I thought Holbein might be a moral. Just wait and see out for parades. I think there's going to be enough interest in other horses here. We're going to get a really nice price if I like in the yard. 4x4 is the right price. I think it's good odds. Way Anchor and Notio can win as well. I thought Mirahid is unders, and I thought Eclair Collingwood was real unders.
Table.
I was flattered at Flemington and not going to get it near as easy here.
Tell you what was value. Whatever price they bet at Holbein last start at Geelong. Hindsight's a great view.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Scoot, what do you got, mate?
There's only one horse I want to back here, and that's Eclair Collingwood. It comes out of the Violate race. I found it last start. Dollar for dollar's nearly won the... Rupert Clark, and then Interlocket has run first up, and it's flying. And then this horse, you know, it sort of ran on okay, and now it's up to goes from 54 to 60, but it's listed back in grade. It's rock hard fit. It'll probably just sit a couple of pairs back, and I don't know. I can see a lot of money for this horse. To be honest, it's still lightly raced. It's probably open to a bit of improvement.
That's a great read of the race. It scared me there, big time.
It just looks too obvious. And but you're betting 550, so I'm worried that why are they betting 550? I thought it'd be like a $3.20 chance.
I think it's because Craig gets off and Chris gets on. SP $13
yeah, I think
was
that's,
suited.
That's a big thing for mine.
It was had every possible last start with Craig.
Yeah.
Now it's got Chris, and it's a busier map. It might not get the soft run.
Well, he owes me one because I bet against Finland yesterday. So hopefully.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of. I don't think jockeys woke up at all yesterday. Like they constantly ran 12 and a half sections. The track wasn't on pace yesterday. They just fucking walked.
Mm. I couldn't find
repeatedly.
Much. Yeah, I couldn't find much else in the race that I liked outside of that. So I don't know. I might back it.
So. Maybe betting in the first, maybe.
Yeah, I'll back it. I think 550 is a spoil.
Righto, with four on the panel, this is going to take ages, mate.
So what? If you don't like it, don't watch.
I've got to eat.
The boys are putting their nuts on the line.
I've got one microphone. My arm's going to ache like it's my arm's going to ache like it's a pupil free day in the 90s holding this up all night. So race two, we've got the Lapine Funerals handicap, 1400 metres. Favourite in this race is El Pasim, $4.80. Waging Wars, $5.50. Cliff's Edge, $4.80. Violate, $6.50. Tatush, the South Australian visitor, $7.50. Double figures the rest. You got a map there, Sticker?
Yeah, Sir Coney, thanks to puttingform.com.au. My workbook, I've got Sir Coney leading with Aussie's Choice. El Pasim and Cliff's Edge can roll forward. Wouldn't be surprised if Cliff's Edge takes his sweet, beautiful time with a very positive jockey change of Ethan Brown jumping on. Cross and probably lead and expose a few of these horses. Gran Rosso and I reckon Take It In Turn will hold a decent spot. Tatush and Waging War further back. Violate, yeah, back there. Obviously, Cliff's Edge, my favourite horse, and Chop King Jr. is my favourite jockey. I don't think it's the right price currently. I think
so
it's
you're
going to
come in your jocks if it wins?
I'll have something on and I'll be pretty excited if it wins. I did have a word to the owners of Cliff's Edge during the ride. The last few times I suggested booking Ethan Brown. I'm cheering it. Like it's like a bit of a footy game for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
I don't think it's a race, though, that with any angle that's worth betting.
He's a good kid, though. So.
Take it in turn, I think it's overs. I think the money will come for it. And I'm happy sort of snipping some 18s and 16s as a starting point into the race, and I might just sit on that. But if Cliff's Edge parades well, I won't be able to help myself, and I'll be heavily on it.
Right.
I could make a case of Grand Rosso, I could make a case of Aussie's Choice.
Right, Nick.
I think it's
Nick
Aussie's Choice, one I think is wrong price.
I was happy enough to take it in turn here. Just sit with the fast tempo that could be run here, like your horses like Ciccone, El Paso, Cliff's Edge. I know he's probably not going to be like wanting the lead, but he'll still be thereabouts. It could push a bit of a tempo, could bring out the best horse, which could be him. I've liked his sort of work coming into the race. I marked him shorter than what his quote is. I just think he has a lot of upside. I was team weird here. I thought Cliff's Edge, bit unlucky last start. He's around his right sort of price of mine at 450 just because of what he's done. Like, he's run second at Grunt. He's got some pretty, I think he's even beat Grunt.
The ESP favourite against Grunt.
Yeah, he's got some pretty, like, good form lines, like, through last prep, third up Weir, and then Aussie's Choice, if they do roll along hard here and he can get out of the barriers, which has been his issues the last two, that's why he's drifted back. I think if he does jump well, he'll be right up there on the speed. He's another if the race is, if the track's sort of playing that sort of, like, on pace early, he'll be right in the finish. So I'd be happy enough to play those three, but taken in turn, I think it's a good price, around $14, good edge way, mate.
Price-wise, do you sort of thinking like me that take it in turn, Aussie's Choice might get spec'd, and because the other two weirs have been spec'd, Cliff will drift? I'm sort of thinking wait a bit if you want to back Cliff.
Yeah, I don't think there's a rush. People probably take it on, think it's sort of half gone. And yeah, I thought, yeah, Cliff's Edge, you could find it, had no luck last start. Take it in turn's import that I'm confused about. I'm a little bit surprised that they went Violate 1400 again here, especially to a smaller track like Caulfield. Be careful he doesn't sort of sprout and look for, you know, for further. If he wins, I'll be very impressed by it, and he could be just a brand new horse. So Waging War was something that did, you know, I don't know why it's had 29 days off, but it was disappointing last start. I'll probably let the market tell me what's going on here and just sort of wait, but I'm a little bit gun shy here with the import, and confused that Violate stayed at 1400 metres.
Anything from the Wish?
Oh, you got to be wary of any late money for weird horses. We're seeing it week in, week out.
Oh, really? You mean kind of like yesterday in race 7 when Approach Discreet was a vicious drifter late in betting, then jumped with them, like with the first four horses from the gates, and was aggressively and violently snicked to a point that it over-raced and reared its head, whilst another weird horse, which was drawn outside of it, which was heavily backlay, hemorrhaged you could say, was dug up to cross and lead, and sit outside the lead. And then they walked 12-7-3, 12-7-4, 12-6-7, and then Approach Discreet, I reckon, probably going to have a bigger closer sectional on punting form than the winner. It was just mathematically impossible for it to win. Is that what you're sort of getting at?
It doesn't matter if it's on punting form. It ran home faster than the rest of you, so we need to say punting form doesn't need to show you that. It's going.
No, you think Approach Discreet closed quicker than the winner?
Well, it looked to be.
Well, he's taking ground off it, so
probably. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's going to fucking say it did. They snicked it and it cost it the race.
I'm not an engineer or a physicist or whatever that, but watching the video, which showed 4 seconds mass times acceleration, etc., etc. Yeah, it's going.
Well, was there anything in the stewards' report about that race?
Oh, look, I've been busy writing finance, so I'm just happy to drink beer all weekend and go to the race on Sunday with a hangover. I'm paying for the income, though. I almost can't wait. Like, I'm going to Mooney Valley tomorrow night, have 8-10 stubbies, come home, wake up, go and have a beautiful
night.
You go
tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going to stay away then.
In the crowd. Get up tomorrow. Get up Saturday morning, go and have lunch in the city somewhere, roll on the MCC members, about up past 1:45, sit up. Have a few more beers, listen to Jimmy Barnes, watch West Coast Smash, bloody the...
I'm going to go to Mornington, aren't
we? You're sick. Anyway, so we haven't got... Are we betting in that... We're all sort of taking in turn each way small. Is that what we're sitting with?
Well, I've backed the Weir import.
Yeah, I backed him too.
Now, I expect it. I reckon it's going to go off.
Oh, everyone's left me out of the loop again.
Yeah, I've got left out of that too, and no bet for me. I'm just going to wait and let Betfair tell me late.
Yeah, I'll likely launch Cliff's Edge later.
Righto.
Race 3?
Race 3.
Race 3 is the Inglis Cup over 2,000 metres. Look, Prize Icon is the favourite. I was going to say it's short, but it's probably not short when I just run my eye over it. It's, you know, $2.10 you can get now, which might be good shopping just off the straight off the bat. Natoya 460, Octobello 460, Octobello 650, Legale $9. Bondiga, it's a bit of a non-winner, about $9 as well. So what do you got there, Snicko?
Speed. Ezrock will lead, Legale and Price Icon next, then Armed and Ready, Crafty Devil might hold a good spot. Barry the Baptist and Octobello, I think we'll try and we'll have to roll forward. I think it'll be okay speed here. I can't get Price Icon anywhere fucking near $2. I'm obviously the minority here, but this horse is going 1,500 to 2,000. It's its first go at Caulfield for a long time. This horse is not what it was, that's for sure. Chris Lee is flying, but he's a much better trainer in my opinion with like the 400 metre fillies, that sort of, the stayers, it's just a, this, when this horse wins races, it wins good races. It won really good, strong races. This is not that sort of race.
Hold on, before we get moving, who's going to ride it?
Ollie. Well, Oliver, that's the other thing. Oliver's booked for it. So I'm taking $2. I don't even know if Oliver's riding it. Then when he doesn't ride, you'll end up with some... You're going from an A-grader to a C-grader.
I'll revoke all my comments. I'm sitting here doing finance all day. You come in the office, right?
No, but you're right. I was going to say that. Like, I'm not sure, even sure he'll ride it.
Yeah.
Well, I think Ayers Rock is a huge price. It was enormous last week. It backs up 7 days. It was at 2,000 metres last week. It stays at 2,000 metres. Dwayne Dunn, tick, tick, tick. I'm pretty keen to have a little snippet it at the big odds.
Righto, Nick Noonan, fire in him.
Yeah, I agree with your Ayers Rock.
Ooh. Oh, what's happening here?
We'll just push on, maybe we can fix that one.
You're on part two.
Yes, you're pulling the camera.
The camera's almost gone.
You're right, I'm John Allen.
That's it.
No, that's good.
And across
good.
A little bit.
Oh,
this is embarrassing. There.
That'll do. Yeah, real professional here. I thought Prize Icon was...
You don't know what you've done yourself, Mountain Goat.
I am a Mountain Goat. What's that? Oh, that's the thing on the screen. I thought, what's that sun over the top of your head?
All right, Prize Icon's a moral for mine. I'm happy to take $2. Marked him shorter than that. You look through his form. 2,000. His last run at 2,000 metres. He ran third in a ram bet, only beaten 3 lengths by Galo Chop. Galo Chop would be about $1.10, $1.15 here. You look through his form last prep, he ran second to Winks. He's won a derby. He's just better than this lot. I like that he's had the sort of, I know he ran at 1,500 last start, but like prior to that, like 14, 16, 1,500, pretty much 1,600. He's been thereabouts in those sort of races. Little knock is that he's not the biggest winner. I know he's won those sort of races, but like early in his career, but he hasn't sort of put one on the board. But this is an easiest race that he's faced in a long time. I'm happy to back him at sort of around $2, even shorter, sort of like $1.70, $1.65. I think he is the best bet on the day. With Dicko, Ayers Rock's probably a bit of value, and maybe Shoreham. Like, he tends to bring his best 2,000 metres at Caulfield. I don't know what happened last day, he's a bit of a mythical horse, but the runs prior were okay. Well, if you get like 50 to 1, maybe something to place here, but the rest of them just sort of aren't that good. They're just midweek or country horses, really.
Yeah, I think it's a moral. I'm just hoping that I have a fat day tomorrow night, Saturday, and then I'll just press this horse. It's way better than this, and it gets set weight and penalties. Inglis Cup, beautiful. It's just a free hit at 130k for the owners of Prize Icon.
Yeah, it's pretty much
which
all
they certainly need.
It's an absolute moral.
Guri. Patlers.
Race 4.
They've only won 2 mil on it.
Race 4.
Yeah, well, she does deserve it.
I've got to say, all comments I say when hosting the show are surely in jest. I'm not incurring at any stage that John Allen pulls up horses. I just think he put in a very, very poor ride on Approach, what was it called?
Approach Discreet. And I don't think it's anything to do with John. I think John rides a lot of horses for Darren Weir because he does as he's told.
Okay, that's it. Everything's cleared the air. There'll be no $500 fines this week. Thank you very much.
Race 5.
No, race 4.
Yeah, race 4.
Four, is it?
Race 4. The Ladbrokes back yourself handicap.
We don't mention Ladbrokes.
We take Ladbrokes out of this.
Yeah, don't even mention them again on the show.
I'd love to back myself with them, but I'll put money in their account. They closed the account. It took 3 weeks to pay me and had to go to Racing Victoria. That is fact to get my money back.
Yeah, now they control and own the deck there at Caulfield. Which I will say, Jake Norton and Caulfield and MRC have been really, really great.
No, Jake's good.
I've had to deal with them this week to try and just make sure we can do what we do.
Yeah.
Extraordinarily nice people, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, it's still been fun. The committee members I've dealt with there have been really good too.
Outstanding.
But I can't speak in high regard for Ladbrokes, because you put your money in the account, then they won't give it back, they won't let you bet. And I did, that was fact, I had to go to Riding Race Victoria and say, I cannot get my money back out of this place.
They won't let me bet.
And they said, I can't get the money back till I turn it over. How can I turn it over when I can't bet? So anyway, I hope someone stitches it really hard.
I'll try this week.
Right.
1100 metres race, 4
favourite in the race is Miss Leonardis. It's been pretty well backed. Our Crown Mistress, which I reckon was a winner at Caulfield as well, is $7. I forgot Soothing from the Big Drew camp at $5. Look, it's an open field. They're the three well in the market. Snicko, what have you got, Matt Wise?
Our Crown Mistress and Working From Home probably lead in good times, got speed. Miss Leonidas and Our Malambo probably riding behind that speed. Fragonard's forward. Crystal Fountain has got speed from 17, I'm not sure. Smart Coop, speed again, but not sure from 11. The rest further back. I think the map suits Miss Leonidas, Our Malambo, and Egyptian Bullet. I think the price currently on offer for Miss Leonidas is gold. I think it'll start 3.20, maybe 3.40. I think it's borderline. It's easily, I think, the best bet on the card currently at $5. This is the only horse here that's got like severe upside, potential upside. Most are exposed or off big long breaks. Our Malambo was very good last start at Mooney Valley, but it was perfectly suited. And Our Crown Mistress, you can easily chop on it and save on it, which we'll do from the Mount Yard Mail, if it parades really well and forward. And I'll obviously have a look at what Nico says from his trials, but I'm really keen Miss Leonidas here.
Yeah, I can see why. Like you said, she does have a lot of upside. Work Cummings has been exceptional. My only sort of concern is that she's yet to sort of come up against these sort of mares. Like, these are proven mares. She's only been racing in three-year-old grade, but I think that's probably my only sort of knock on her, and it's not a real big one. I was happy enough to be with her on top. I think she's a real talent. The other horse in the race is Soothing. I know it's first time down from Sydney, but her last two wins have been really good up there. They've been in a sort of fashion that's dominant. She's got to get around Caulfield, which is some little concern, but $5 is the price I'm happy enough to find out. I think Working From Home is a talent. $21 looks a bit of overs there. I marked her shorter than that, but I was sort of happy enough to play around those three. Marked Miss Leonidas and Soothing shorter than what they are, so that'll be the two for mine.
Scooty?
Yeah, look, I probably need to put a little bit more time into this race. There looks to be about six chances. It looks an absolute setup race, so I'd be looking towards the horses first up here. So be very careful, any horse first up. But I can't bet early, and I need more time.
While she's betting on the show, he's just launched it with Miss Leonidas, have you?
I backed it. I was just like, it's like you can get it drinking, it's Mountain Goat, and then crack it. You can get it gambling. Oh, matter of fact, I'm thirsty now. But my brother rang up yesterday, and I said, you know, this is what we're doing for the weekend. He goes, yeah, fucking great, sort of thing. Like, in terms of, you know, excited to go to the valley, go to the footy, and he said to me, I'm not working Sunday with you. I'm like, nah, because you said Richmond were morals and you'd be in no state to get to the races. Well, you know, But he was actually declaring. He said Miss Leonidas is, you know, it's a super mare, and then you backed it up. And if it wins, I couldn't cop it from both angles, so I'd have something on it.
Yeah.
So yes, I've just backed it, man.
Okay, race 5, Spice of Thoroughbreds.
Yeah, it's the Spice of Thoroughbreds Testarossa, over 1,200 metres.
Market.
Market Trekking $3.70, Booker $4.40, Brave Song $5, and Kimono $5.50. The rest are out to bigger odds than that. This is good. I knew all the names of these horses, and I don't think I've butchered them.
Well done. Okay, I Did It Again's got speed. Booker's speed. Oak Door can have speed. Don't know how they'll ride it. You never really know what the fuck John Sadler and his connections want to do. True Elixir, I think from 10 would cross and lead. Kick away, it'd be very hard to catch. I think it's good price. Trekking gets a nice run. And there's a horse here that if it wins, I can hang myself if I'm not on it. So I'll definitely be having something small, Sosie Bon, at the odds. It's huge odds for a horse that's fucked everyone.
It's a biter, isn't it?
I think he said, has he just had his nuts off?
He's been gelded.
Yeah.
Mm, doesn't mean he can't have a nibble.
Yeah, he might still nibble. Anyway, I'm pretty keen to have good lashes here at number 10, True Elixir. You can get 14s everywhere. And Sosa Bond, you can get 14s everywhere. It's huge odds on him. Trekking, times aren't huge from Sydney, though it was a really good win. Remember we got out of jail that day. Booker trolled okay, I thought, but not great. And the stable is not going any good, but they're often booking C graders and Damien Lane's on this one. Kimono could win. It's a spruik horse, I think.
Right.
I'm keen, True Elixir and Sosa Bond.
Yeah, it pains me to do it, but I'm with him. I'm with the biter, Sosie Bond. I think now he's gelded, he's come
we're
back.
We're going to have to send all these out before the show goes.
Come back a different horse.
You blokes are off your head. It's a maiden in Dover handicap class.
It's a fucking proper horse.
I reckon it's better than what it has been previous.
It's 1-1 race.
Now they've had it a while now, Lindsay Park. They've gelded it. He's a proper Group 1 horse. He just has his issues. He's already proven that he's well up to that grade. I'm happy enough to back him at around sort of $14. I marked him shorter than that. They're just still in the back of my mind.
So,
this is his traits, and he has burned us a few times before, but at 14, I'm happy to find out.
Imagine if you had your nuts off, how much more shit you get done, you know?
But do you know what the thing is? I've just started shooting from the hip. I've done no form. And as soon as I pot something, it improves 6 lengths. I've got the hat trick of Betfair Lays. I'm on the bottom of the ladder. I've potted three winners in a row, and I'm going down again this week because I potted Trapped Fools because I potted it a few weeks
what
ago.
What about on Wednesday? I potted the Our Librido race 1, Flemington.
Yeah.
$1.80.
Yep.
If Stephanie Thornton didn't decide to park herself on a leader box seat but on a 100-1 shot,
they don't pay.
What the fucking what? Did you say that?
They don't pay on coulda, woulda, shoulda, so I go.
Yeah, you just think some people would
have
a fucking brain.
What have we got here, Scoot?
100-1 shot.
Yeah, I don't really like this race. I thought there was probably 3 good chances. Probably 4 chances. Kimono's probably in the mix. Sosie Bond. I can see why the guys sort of like it, but I can't back it. Brave Song, but it's sort of drawn in an awkward spot.
2 with Glyn.
It is scary. Booker's sort of honest and depends how the track plays. You know, she might give a bit of a cheek up front. They're the sort of horse I'm working around, but even though it looks a bit poxy, the Kimono 53 up to 59, bigger track. Everyone knows that Weir's horses improve deeper in their prep, so this is probably the right race for Kimono to win, but...
What price is he?
$6.
$6 is probably a fair price.
Well, if
there's money for Kimono hard late, you'd probably go with that, but it doesn't look like a real big edge race for me.
Righto, so the two in the middle here are back in Sosie Bond.
I'm back in True Elixir hard as well, though.
Yeah, and Nick's sitting on the fence with the pickets up his ass. So, righto, we'll go to race 6, which is the Caulfield Guineas Prelude over 1,400 metres. Declaration of Heart is $4.80.
Hemorrhage to Flemington.
It
hemorrhage,
did,
didn't
it? It did. Good and Fast, $6.50. Wagner, $8. Tavasan, $9. Is there something up the top I've missed? I don't believe there is. Oh, Native Soldier, $8.
Native Soldier.
There's actually one in this race that I looked at and thought, you can get it gambling, you can get it doing the show. Drink the goat. Get a goat up, yeah. It's a bloody good sponsorship, the goat. Can't pot.
Are you getting the Steam Ale? The Steam Ale's probably the best beer in Australia.
We'll get on next
week. In the blue stubby.
There's a lot of stuff
going to
happen
with
the goat. We're going to be doing shows from the brewery.
Can't wait to do a show.
We're going to have some functions at the brewery.
Beautiful.
Would any Uber drivers like to sponsor us?
Deal.
we can work something out.
We're happy with Mount Goat.
Spooky Uber.
I'm really happy with Mount
Goat. I'm actually going to say something here in this race. There's a horse in that I looked at and I thought, a nice each way bet, which is, I think it's a professional horse, and I think the trip from Sydney will season it well.
I'd have no hesitation having something each way on longleaf at double figures for mine. But anyway, Snicko, you better give me a map before I start giving betting advice.
There's a decent map here. And this is why I couldn't push punting form hard enough. Because by now you know what the track's doing.
Oh, their maps are great.
And you can highlight what's suited and what's not suited. And there'll be a change of tactics. There'll definitely be a couple of change of tactics here. Like, is Native Soldier going to go forward again? Because they tried to sneak almost last up. They went that slow. It goes forward, it and Tavisson, good speed.
It was lane last start, Native Soldier, yeah. I know, because I put my money on it. It was lane, everything got back breaks down.
It could really big form turnaround back to Caulfield too.
Exactly, and back to where it dominated.
Yeah.
But now, you, on the punting form thing, you can sort it out, because if there is a pattern, you can now adjust to it. Tavisson and Native Soldier should cross and lead. Thorndor, lovely run, fighting Harada forward. Wagner, Marcel from Madrid, good spots. I'm worried where long left's going to land. And I reckon it's going to tow a horse like Gooden fast into the race. I do like Longleaf a lot, and it was better than Native Soldier first up at Caulfield. Then it's gone to Sydney, which could be really good for it. Hard to knock Native Soldier, but I don't want to bet the race because I think it's just too many angles. But if I had to, I'd be good and fast. It was fucking enormous at Flemington, and if Leonardo da Vinci pisses in, which I reckon it will at the Valley, then
should
good and fast price will come in again. Is that, I think that's the A grade form at the moment. And this horse was first up, really real beautiful condition. I reckon it'll explode here. But they've got to be able to run on.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fair track.
That's what I was trying to get to with the punting form shit. So I'll know, I'll be like, nah, can't win from that point of the track.
Yep.
By this stage of the day.
But mind you, by that stage of the day, last week and the week before too,
it started to swing around.
Now they put a bit of pace on too in the races, and
yeah, there should be good speed here.
It shouldn't be that sign. Yeah, if it was called winning, everyone would be doing it. It's called gambling, so we've got to take in a lot of factors and do our level best.
But if Native Soldier doesn't jump cleanly or doesn't go forward, and Mr. Exclusive and Fighting Rider aren't too positive, there won't be much speed.
It'll be positive in this, the 3-year-olds.
You think so?
3-year-old colts, they speed up, they get a head of steam.
Well, I think there'll be enough speed for Longleaf to look the winner for a bit and Good and Fast to win.
Yeah, that's all right.
I agree with you what you're saying.
I'll do the form tomorrow morning, hopefully. Depends if anyone wants to.
Nico?
Found a bit of value here. Well, I think that these Melbourne colts aren't quite as good as the Sydney horses. Tends to be the way it is, so I'm against them. I like Declaration of Heart as a horse. I didn't like the map though. He's going to get back on the rail. Sort of $4.80. I think he might be sort of the flashing light on for the guineas like he was last start. I reckon he's looking for more 2,000 metres than a mile. And he's staying at 1,400. The horse I marked favourite was Wagner down from Sydney. I got the blue cap on.
Beautiful map though.
I love the map for him. He can just sort of slot in behind the speed there. Craig Williams peels him out the top of the straight. He's going to be right there. His wins in Sydney have been very good. The clock hasn't backed it up a lot, but they've been like very good wins. As I said, I marked him the favourite. The other horse I found was Longleaf. He had no chance of winning there. The race he was in last start, like, they just went back. Heavy eight track, the wheel sort of spun at the top of the straight. He made okay ground, but on the figures and that was his...
Yeah, but I guess the blinkers back on.
Yeah, that was his worst run, but it wasn't that bad, so he can only improve off that. The blinkers go back on, J-Mac on. He was one I thought there was a bit of value there. I think he's probably one of the better Melbourne colts. Just even the way he returned when he beat home Native Soldier, he was fat. Like, he had a lot of improvement out of that. I think now he'll be near enough to getting towards peak fitness, so I marked him a bit shorter than sort of $10.
Yeah,
play
well,
there.
That's a good point, right? When you're with me, I think.
Yeah.
In the yard, I would have said to you, long term, Longleaf's got more improvement than Native Soldier.
Yeah.
So that run at Caulfield.
Now third up, you'd be thinking he has the work under his legs.
Seasoned, blinkers on.
The horse that won this race last year.
You
was
pop me, and then you pat me on the back and go, "Walsh, you're a genius."
The other one I half found was Ragged Rascal. Liked his win there first up in Sydney in the Heritage Stakes. Sat last, he came home, he just bloused over the top of him. Paul Perry, they won this race last year with Paras, who's gone on to bigger and better things. I think he was also a bit of value there, around $21. I was happy enough to play those three and it'd be against sort of Declaration of Heart, Tavisson, Good and Fast, Native Soldier.
Just quickly, Scoot, before you go, did you notice on the show last week how the 15 beat test dropped down to a 13. on the show.
It sounds like Jonathan isn't the athlete we once all thought he was. What a surprise.
Are we still going hard on the 13? Or we
well, no, 100% of 13.
And was it 20 metre sections or 10s?
Whatever Miss Vaughan measured out.
Miss Vaughan.
PE class.
How you go? You're a fan, Leo.
Bit of ginge. Probably up your alley.
Okay, back to the prelude.
I do like the ginge.
Back to the prelude. Ultra wary native soldier on the rebound that Daniel forms, usually okay. I respect Wagner coming down from Sydney, but I still want to see him do it. Declaration of heart, if it was my horse, I'd just sort of sneak him here, as Dicko would say. I can't really see many of these horses beating the Autumn Sun, so I just don't know whether you'd want to bust a horse up or get it knocked over. So I'd snag him out the back. I think the Hayes camp can probably use a little bit more of good and fast speed this time and sit forward to midfield. And that's probably the horse that I think's...
The Caulfield Guineas can throw up a lot of robbery, though. His horse won it last year. 101.
Oh, mate,
no,
I don't
want to
talk about that.
Never won another race. Kevin Tari fucking lost that race.
I was
on the
$26 there, and I haven't processed that one. Some ones you just don't get over.
It's actually not my horse. I just like the look of it. Yeah.
He hit the line,
the wishes just had to completely bit him, and then you just that last 400, he thought, hell, I won't get you.
And
come back, you're still in the stable. Is he in the stable?
And Mick Price, it looked like Mick Price gave Walker a dressing down after it, because I was sitting up just watching down below, and I'm like, that was a pretty good run, and then Mick Price was absolutely giving it to Walker after it.
The tripod would have just lit up another day.
A bit of love lost there. But,
can't be at the ballet, son.
Yeah, I'll see you at 4 a.m. at the cross.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, good and fast. That was the horse that I probably found here. But respecting Wagner and Navy Soldier, especially if it's a bit more leaderish.
Righto. Let's go.
He has some Guineas prelude with race 7, 400 metres.
Here's another one.
Wage penalties, $3 fillies.
Here's another one of my Betfair pots. You know, Sydney Wage, straight, etc. Smart Melody, $2.50. Quite easy. I think it's a winner bottom.
Wasn't it back, though?
Yeah.
It was off the
average. So it was
that was really good because I laid it shorter than I thought I would. So, I mean, I got more out of it.
Simon Beasley laid it as well, so you weren't alone. He's a bit rusty, though, isn't he? So he's back in the game. So
yeah, I've been rusty since day dot. Music Bay $8. El Dorado Dreaming $9
for a chance.
And I think we've got double figures the rest here, haven't we? Let's get down the bottom of the screen. Yeah, double figures the rest. But this is a short favourite, Sweet Melody. Dicko, what did you make of the race?
Okay, Spanish Whisper. I think we'll lead. Now I can't be 100% sure because last week the same jockey on the 7 day backup wore that booked Jamie Carr again. It's beyond me. It's got 50 fucking 6 kilos. I would have put Ethan Brown on. 100%. Like, this is a serious race. This is a serious horse.
Can you claim in these? She's
yeah,
a serious jockey.
She can claim. He can go on 56.
If
he slaughtered this thing last week. It should have won last week.
I'd be happy enough with Jacob.
Slaughtered it. If she rolls forward, if she learns from last week, which she's very likely to do, she is good. Very good.
In Adelaide.
Nah, she's alright.
Good call,
Wishy. She slaughtered this thing last week.
Yeah, even Wishy can get a kick in the twos.
Apparently he's up there 7-4. You're off the screen again.
Oh, this is amateur.
This is no good. This. Yeah. Yeah, you on that, Michael.
Look, I think Spanish Whisper will lead, Smart Melody, Thrill Star's got speed, Thunderbarn's got speed, Multaja and Huma Huma.
Yeah, that's it.
Get lovely, lovely runs here. Enjana, three back the fence. Eldorado Dreaming, Sound Slipper forward. Horses like Peaceful, Music Bay, and Aristia, I don't know how they're going to land. I just can't get Smart Melody anywhere near the price.
Aristia, did you get one of them in year 10?
Oh, no. Come on, mate. I can't get Smart Melody anywhere near the price. It maps really well. I've got it the most likely winner on my prices, but I can't get it near that price. I thought Thrill Star can win, but I don't like the map. I thought Khalifa could win if they're running on, but I doubt they're running on that much. I want it back, and I'm keen to back now if you're betting early. Good bet Spanish Reef, good bet Huma Huma, and good bet Enjana. Enjana was hemorrhaged last week, backs up now. If it's backing up, it's sweet. It won't start 21s if it starts. it'll start half that, and it can win. It's going to get a suck run here. Multaja can win this. This horse is stroop massive. It's got a couple of bad runs, and it's all of a sudden it's no good. Fuck off. Like, Thrill Star can win, but I just don't know with the map. And Music Bay and Golden Halo and Qualifer, I think, will be the three that flash late.
Geez, you're fired up tonight. It must be those mountain goats.
Don't pull it too hard. I'd be hoping Anjana can run well here, because I got to go on for... I got a 50-1 for the 1,000 guineas, but
I'm on Crone.
She's drifted back out. I'm with your Smart Melody, like, Randy's a talented filly, but 250.
Most likely winner, but fuck off 250.
It's really short. I think she could only drift.
She'll start $4.
Like, they could. A lot of the bigger punters could take her on, and even the syndicates, just the race she's out of, it just didn't rate at all. They barely even broke benchmark, and
just walked.
It was a complete.
And she was off the bit.
Yeah, like. I think she's going to be suited up to 1,400. I couldn't take 250. She got to like 350, 380.
And 11 to 1,400.
She's got a pretty good map if she does get to that price.
Great map.
She still could be better than, but yeah, 250, a bit short. It's a complete raffle. El Dorado Dreaming's going well. Spanish Whisper's thereabouts. Hummer Hummer Multaja. I struggle to market sort of the price that it isn't, but like $81 Crystal Eyes. Maybe if you got like hundreds, 121 on the fair, something like that, or you're playing a first four, she might be one. I think 1,400 suited, Ollie stays on. She's looking for ground. A few of these bubble might be sort of bursting, and they might go back to the sprint trips. Maybe track run for the first four, but no real sort of firm opinion here.
Scooty Scoot. I'll make this quick. The money told the story last start at Flemington. Two 1,100 metres. Starts into 1,400 is something that I don't mind, but if it's only one 1,100 metre start into 1,400, I don't like that. So this filly's gone 1,100, she's one out of the box. She looks like 1,400 will suit. Not sure about 1,600, but that's not what we have to worry about on Sunday. Music Bay, no knock her last time, so she's qualified herself as probably, you know, really good chance to knock her off. The only other X factor here is Anjana. She was fizzy and she wasn't herself last start. They're the three horses, and I'm very, very confident with those three chances in this race.
I agree. I reckon Music Bay should be a lot closer to Smart Melody. It's proven around the bend, Melbourne Way, and it was almost, I reckon, almost as good as it at Flemington.
It's just the map. Like, she's going to get
Yeah, but the map, I just can't have...
You got a...
Oh, back and cast.
It's going to be last.
Cast. Just, wait. I don't know, I'm just guessing, like, back and fucked.
No, it's a Smart Melody.
Oh, perfect.
Or just three one,
if
three
she had a bad map, I'd completely pen her, but I think she'll probably... Yeah. When she if she wins, I'll be like, oh, yeah, fair enough. But
see what
taking 250...
The one thing that...
See what happens with track pattern.
I think
yeah.
Brendan of Dulling, I think he was from Melbourne.
Yeah,
once upon a time, so...
Yeah.
Don't worry about him from Barry 9 and back this thing.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing.
What?
If you're from Melbourne, right? You grew up in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You come back from, you ride on Saturday, big day.
He hasn't
race.
Forgot
it
all
ride,
of a sudden how to ride fourth.
He's
confirming
hear
shit
me
to
out.
The Shire now, mate.
Hear
you're
out.
Up there from the Shire,
ride,
mate. God's country.
He probably rides big day on Saturday, couple of big winners. Mate, he rides some winners, gets some cash, jumps on a plane straight down to Melbourne to catch up with a few mates Saturday night.
Oh. Yeah.
Cooked. No good. Oh, jockeys can't drink when they're hungover. They don't go over the weight.
They can't drink when they're hungover, or they can't drink.
Drink water. They can't drink water the next day.
So you think it might drift, Smart Melody?
I reckon. Oh, I thought the same last time.
Dicko's employed a PI to follow Brendan and Della around to make sure he doesn't go to the
casino.
Yeah.
So Dicko thinks he's going to be on the piss, and next thing he'll start telling us that.
If I was Brendan at Della and I rode a big winner on Saturday on the Epsom day. Fucking look out.
We might have to swab you, Dicko, because next thing you'll say that Chris Lees can't train. I think you'd like Chris Lees.
Love Chris Lees.
And now you're Latrell Lane.
I think 250 is the wrong price. I love Chris Lees.
Right, okay. We started something up.
Chris Lees, is the number one trainer in New South Wales.
Are you going to lay it again? Or you got your fill last time?
No, we put a trap for fools. I put another one to lay last start. Grail back in the troop. I went through the guide, 225. It'll be good enough to lay.
Yeah.
I've got to work all this stuff out tomorrow, mate. There's a lot I've got to work out.
44
now,
minutes. Race 8.
Race
1. Wait for age.
Hold on, mate. I've got the mic.
It's
the Underwood Stakes, mate. It's the race of the day. It is Underwood Stakes Day. It's the Underwood Stakes over 1,800 metres, which is a Group 1 race. Thanks for informing me.
Now, my favourite race is Grunt at $3. Humidor 380. We've got coming through at $7, Holmesman at $7.50, and the International Blair House, which I left out, has had some backing and it's around the $5.50 mark.
There's no speed. I think Holmesman will probably end up leading because there's no speed. They haven't notified yet. Blackheart Bart, I think, will roll forward. I reckon they should, they won't, but they should roll and lead with Grunt and go quick. Because that's when the horse is soonest, if it goes quick. I think he'll sneak and they'll walk and he's a wrong price because of that. If he leads, I think he'll win. I don't think he will, but I think he's unders. Coming through, suck run. Run of the race, most likely winner in my opinion. Don't know what to do with Blair House. Bonneville could win and I'm against Humidor at the price. I think it's poisonous. This is a horse that's not aimed this race at all. They don't give one fuck about it.
What about Holmesman? That's all I want to ask you. What do you have heat mapped?
I think it'll lead.
Yep.
I think it'll lead, and I think Blackheart Bar will probably sit outside it. If they went forward with Ambitious or Grun, I'd be really confident either will run a really good race, but they won't.
This map could be thrown on us here.
I think this race is horrible, and I'm not interested in it. I've got no interest in this race at all.
Yeah, the race shape could bring a few of these undone. Like, Humidor likes a fast, like, high-pressure race. Grunt likes a fast, high-pressure race. Ambitious is probably in the same boat.
How far? Do you reckon they'll go quick or not?
No, because...
Oh, because I wasn't listening to you.
Nice slap, man.
Don't pull it too hard, Bishop.
No, it was Dick. I was just trying to save him for falling off his chair.
Oh, it was Dick.
No, so anyway, what was that? Speed? Lots or not?
No. Not really at all.
He was betting too. What are you betting on?
Nothing.
he's got the new bowler out. He's flashing the ball.
I'll tell you what.
The great man.
No, I'll tell you what he's doing. We're down here.
Yeah, good.
We're down here in Glen Iris.
Leave me alone.
We're in Glen Iris at the Harbour Finance here, and there'll be a couple of shields with a bit of money. You know, the big house down here in Melbourne East and that. I reckon the bumble started to light up. Bumble's just started to light up, and he can't help himself. He's like, a caribou for tea.
Yeah, that is my Porsche out the front.
Half travel.
Yeah, the top does go down.
Yeah.
Back to the races.
Yeah, back to the races.
Grant and Humidor probably won't be suited to this race shape. If you put Blair House in your numbers from the Mount Yard Mail,
launching,
I'm happy to back it. Like, there's so many knocks on these others, just the way the race could shape. He's got some serious form overseas. James McDonald, we saw last week. They just don't bring him over for no reason. Like,
what did you make of Toast and Basil? Nick?
Come over and run well. I think he needs 2,400 before we'll see the best of him.
Okay.
Yeah, if you put him in the numbers or, you know, suggesting a bet on him, he'll be the one I'll be playing. Then coming through gets a nice run. He can run well off slow speeds. He's won races in Sydney off the slower tempos. He just wasn't really that suited to the faster tempo last time. I think he's better when they do sort of roll along slowly and he can just sort of have that suck run and takes away sort of Grunt and Humidor's strength, which is probably that they're better horses than the others.
I thought, if I had to bet, I'd back Bonneville each way.
Should be priced.
Big odds, it's as good as most of these, if right.
Well, we want good racing in these group ones. I want open racing where punters don't know what to do and hopefully
this is
leave
great
money
for you
in the bag, yeah. Well, I'll say that and then I'll go home cast. Caulfield's a bloody death trap. I'd rather work it at Flemington.
Would you? That's because no one wants to bet an actual ring at Flemington because they ruined the joint and they all come in and bet with you.
No, I think it'll work out at Flemington. Had one meeting there, right?
Yeah, they had the bookmakers meeting on Wednesday and apparently no.
Yeah, if they just said,
no, I can't do anything about that. Sorry.
But if they actually put some bars and some umbrellas out there,
they're not going to.
Well, they can't. They may. You can't
like
say.
Like carnival.
Just in general.
Apparently the members is like an airport lounge.
I went in for a look. It's the members is put on for our age group in racing. The people who just
want to go there
and have a drink and bet on their phones. Whereas a couple of the proper members weren't really impressed because they want to be able to punt, see the horse. You know, the more old school members are not old. The feedback I've got, they're not entirely happy, but. Racing, sport caters for all demographics, but I think the new ring can improve by all I need to do is put some food and drink there and some umbrellas and bits and pieces. And
Flemington's no good.
It's great.
They just whacked up another hedge in the middle of the mounting yard too.
Yeah, that's weird.
Clueless. They've got no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, you can't put a hedge in there. Anyway, so
I'll talk about the Underwood Stakes just to get the show back on track on an even keel. Yeah, there's going to be some improvers in this race. I'm not sure. I want to touch Grunt at 320. I think Humidor, they should be targeting a race like the Caulfield Cup, but I've heard they're not, which is terrific. Not sure about Blair House, but who can knock sort of Charlie Appleby's absolutely airborne.
It's too good.
I'll admit that I had more on Holmesman this week to win the Caulfield Cup. I think the horse is flying. The horse that looks set for this race, though, is Ambitious. He was really good last start in the same race as Holmesman. And he's just got that sharper, like, sort of 2,000 metre form. But I think this is the, sort of the end of the road for him, and this is where he's got a winnable race. Go back to his replay last start, and he was quite good in the Dardo.
He was good for the line.
Really good. Yeah, really good. And then you look through, you know, he's a horse that was targeted at the Queen Elizabeth. It was close in the Duma Cup, Australian Cup. Well, he's just a genuine 2,000 metre animal. And if all these other horses have been trained for longer distances, it just doesn't, like, at $19 or $21, that's a massive price. And you've got Mark Zara, Barrier 4, and small fields, Mark Zara's got really good stats. So he's sort of the X factor.
Ambitious. Aren't real flesh, are they, Dicko?
Who's this?
Zara's no good at the Ballarat. If he's been on the piss
at
the casino, they're not
full.
He's none for
mate
there.
Anyway, so Ambitious each way at $9 is a great way to play this race. I think that Tosin Basil is a big price in the it looks like a Melbourne Cup horse to me.
If it runs in the Melbourne Cup with a name like Basil, heavily backed.
Is it qualified or what's it?
It should be.
They're the ones that you look at it and go, might be 100-1. They go, they back this, although I'll back Basil.
Speaking of jockeys that might be under the weather, we need to be conscious of D-Lane on Sunday. Big West Coast
50s in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah,
they were in the granny. These D-Lane
vodka sodas.
As if the boys aren't letting him in come to the nightclub.
Yeah,
can't have a few beers with us. He wants to drink with the boys. Just want to comp. All of a sudden it's 4 a.m. and he doesn't know where he is. Yeah. He's driving for like 5 favourites the next day. You know, you've got to be careful.
And he doesn't want to drink either.
That's why you buy them out of your mail.
Right,
I can smell it.
You've got a bit of Mel Gibson conspiracy theory about you. You just think everyone's on the gas and all this sort of stuff.
Hey, there's a mirror in front of you. Scooty, Ambitious each way or what?
Yeah, I'm throwing it out there. Nick, a Toast and Basil might be a surprise packet in the Melbourne Cup. There it is.
Nick, you're with the international and Dicko.
Not playing.
Righto.
Race door.
Toast and Basil. Nico's right here. Tosin Basil got beaten 2.6 in the Hong Kong Vase behind Highland Reel. You know what Weir's like? This horse could just be ready Cup Day. There you go.
And if it's ready tomorrow or Saturday, Sunday,
no,
just watch
not,
the fair.
No,
well, he'll
not,
tell you.
No,
he actually tells
ready.
You without telling
no,
you.
It needs a fair few runs, but this could be a Melbourne Cup.
So is Humidor. At Hemorrhage. 44s in the 20s. Bang.
You just watch the fair. Watch the fair.
Anyway.
We're telling you about the fair.
What?
How's that work?
Well, I know how good it is already, and you guys are just starting to believe it.
Oh, I'm just starting. I'm a believer. Anyway, we've got the Jukebox at Aquas Farm handicap over 1,700 metres. Now, short favourite, very well-specced horse, which is Furion at $2.30. And then we've got Best of Days, another dollar. And Down on Roman at $7.50. All of them about the $7.50 mark, and then Double Figures the rest. This is a big field. This is statistically short in a big field. I'm not saying it should be short, but like this is a field of eight.
It's one of the most exciting horses in the card, though.
Yeah, there you
this
go.
Horse ran the best figures of the day at Flemington. It just did it like a really good animal.
If this horse was in the Underwood, I'd have it on top.
I'd back it in the Underwood.
Fuck off.
I would back it. You get a good price. But why isn't it?
Oh no, what's the map like?
They're going to the Bendigo Cup.
What? Isn't this, it's come from like a benchmark 78.
It ran the best time of the day.
Sorry?
Punningform.
It's a group one horse.
Now, it probably wins. Daniel Roman was really good as well. Probably runs in the top three. But I think there's a horse here that I never thought I'd tip ever in my life again.
Well, where have you got on the map, Furin?
I haven't mapped the race. I've done all the valley.
That's
a scary. It's drawn one again in the Caulfield, and then we're saying, look, maybe leaderish. I know distance races are a bit different, but you guys.
No, it's John McNeil.
Who?
You think John McNeil is going to get this thing out and win? He's got a big opportunity for DK Weir. This thing's going to be seen clear air.
I'm going to swap you after the show because John McNeil is.
He's good. I'm a Jai fan.
Knock him down, Jai.
Anyway, Mark Zara, number 7, Seaburge. He hit the line as good as anything last start. Could be back. This horse running Cox Plates. This is a proper horse. If it is back, it can win this. And I'm happy to spec it at Big Oz here each way. Number 7, Seaburge.
Wow. Seaburge, Sosie Bond. It's a real blast from the past. It's a retro show here.
Well, come on, we've got to get this sorted out. I just had a missed call there from my father. You know, where's the YouTube show? Dicko's a bit of a character. He's going to get a bit of service tonight, isn't he, eh? All right, Dicko,
if he had a drawn out, he'd be like chips in for me. Furion, he's a serious talent. He's a Group 1 horse in time. I don't think he'll get there this spring because that's not the plan with him. They'll just race him through his grades and let him mature. He sort of still is a bit immature, like a few of those sort of 4-year-olds at the moment. We just got 230. There's like, it's a tricky, tricky map for him. We said that last start though, but it was Flemington. Like, it's a bit of a different setup here to Caulfield. I think he's your most likely winner. Best of days, he's got talent coming down from Sydney. He's in the same boat though. He's drawn barrier 2 and he gets back. Lifeless Ordinary was good there first up. He can be running well here, but like Darren Robin was, he might get the better of the map with Best of Days and Furion. He wasn't that far off Furion last start, but he might be one that can, you know, if they don't get out or whatever, he'll be right there in the finish. But if Furion had a drawn out, he'd be chips in for mine. The map just scares me a lot.
Furion, I couldn't really have him at the price last start. He blew him away, fair enough. Again, I can't get him at the price. Another dollar's put in 2 really good runs in Sydney, and she's got form around 2,000 metres to a horse called Young Star, who's ticking over nicely for a Caulfield Cup. Will be right down the weights. Dan and Roman gave away fitness to Furion, so he's now second up. He's got Rat. Rat's on fire at the moment. Just have a look at yesterday. Ratapole, another horse that's going really well. Drawn awful, but $26 a big price.
It's been improved, Ratapole. It shit itself in the yard last time.
Interlocutor has the grouse dollar for dollar form.
I'm just thinking 9 races in D Lane, he's just got through it all.
It's a tricky map.
West Coast to 1x48, he's been on the piss all night, he's like, fuck this, I don't
want to. They're
hanging around Mickey Gardner. Mickey Gardner, those sort of types. You gotta just remember, if West Coast
Daniel Chick, Mickey Gardner.
They win a comp, all of a sudden out of the shadows here comes Daniel Chick. Cuz, Gardner.
Yeah. Do you think Cuz be in Melbourne? No,
he'll find a way.
No, he's probably got a bloody ankle bracelet on.
He's locked
up.
They'll find a way.
And then back to the racing. The other the other horse that looked big odds off its last start performance behind Violate was Sully. If you go back through Sully's form, he's not far behind horses like Grunt, Kementari, Ace High. That's genuine, like Group 1, Group 3 form.
Yeah,
he's run enormous there. So if that horse is back, which he could be, $26 is a big price. Like, if I was riding in this race, I would just be trying to put Furion through the fence and intimidate Jai McNeil. He's not a great jockey. And I'm saying another dollar, Dan and Roman, Ratapole, Interlocutor, Sully are all massive chances, and you might be able to book it out nicely on the fair and do some Dutch betting.
Dutchy.
Yeah, you can just Dutch that
there's
out.
There's enough knocks there if you're on like the barrier one.
Yeah.
If you want it, you can bet here to get him beat and you're getting like good
prices. Right.
Yeah, like you got it. Like, right. I think of it like, to take the misses out if I had one for a nice dinner.
You got three of them.
For a nice dinner. You don't tell the stories, oh yeah, I'll make this $2.30 chance and we're going to Rockpool. Like, you need to get these things buried.
You tell them nothing, mate. What the hell's wrong with you? You tell them absolutely nothing. You go, Jesus Christ,
broke
I don't know where we're going to get the food from tonight.
Broke even again, dog.
Oh, what happened? Oh, I had to lend Dick our monkey just to get him bored. Why do you let him in the morning?
Get fucked. Righto, that's it. Best bet, boys. Wish, anything?
What was I tipping? I tipped that long.
One leap each way.
Yeah, yeah.
Value bet. My best bet is race 4. Number 14, Miss Leonidas at $5, best bet. My value bet on the card will be race 5, number 10, True Elixir, and number 4, Sosie Bond, back them both. Lay of the day, prize icon, too short.
Nick, firing. Charlotte McLean's at the heels, mate.
Best of the day, prize icon.
Case, another case. You owe me a case for another show.
You're only about 6 slabs of coke.
What?
I'm not betting you a case there.
You owe me a case for another show.
Well, I owe you a case. I'm not betting you another one.
Betting.
Best value.
Just 20 off me before the show, kicking the footies with the door, which the Wish failed at last week.
Because it's easy, mate.
Yeah, it's a tough shot.
Best value, Sosie Bond.
Yeah, best is the Guri double, Smart Melody prized icon. Just load up on that. And then Ambitious is the best roughy on the card, easily.
Right, no worries. Now, we're going to have the Case Bet Cup. I've decided this. It's going to be the Moya at Moonee Valley on Friday night.
I got it.
It's a nice big field. Obviously, it's a short favourite. Now, it was a horrendous morning this morning. I had to get up at 5:30 and I wasn't going fishing for the first time for a bloody long time. And I listened to the radio. So, as I said, I've done very little today on the racing side of things. I'm going to take Vedora. They were pretty confident on the radio, you know. So, you know, trainers and jockeys are good tipsters. So,
maybe if they take this race, they'll all be gone. Anyway, I'll take Hootson.
You can't take Hootson.
Too short.
It's your show when you're taking the second
phase. Oh, I thought it was longer. I haven't looked at the race.
That's nasty by you.
Hang on. Let me just say something. Nature Ship will win by 4 lengths.
Right.
It's a fucking moral. So I'm worried about doing this race. I'll take Ball of Muscle Flying.
Won't run last. Or will it?
It'll run last or second.
Nick, are you playing in here or not?
Nico?
I'll take Brave Smash.
Oh, fuck. I'll take Miss Rock. She's a good knockout, but barrier 13. If she drew inside, she could win that.
So stay on, watch Twitter, because this will probably fill up within 2 minutes and we'll do another race, probably at Caulfield as well.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the end of the show. Now, if you don't want to watch the viewer questions, thanks for watching. We'll get into some viewer questions and we'll quickly talk about the granny.
I'm the host here.
Yeah, no, I'm just telling what we're doing.
Thanks for your attendance in the viewing of the show today. I hope everyone had a lovely evening. Now we're going to switch to our valuable viewer questions.
We'd like to thank Mountain Goat
We'd like to thank Mountain Goat. We'd like to thank Nick and Nick,
we like Punting Form.
Part of the furniture, to be honest. Punting Form is a great asset to any punter, as is the ability in the liquid market that is provided by Betfair
to get in and get out if you need. So, say, for example, you're backed approach to Scroot 5 minutes before the jump, and then all of a sudden it starts to hemorrhage.
Yeah.
And you start to get, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
That weird horse that looked really good in the yard, they're starting to come for it. Possibly, they're going to sneak the other one and look after the other one. Possibly. So then you can adjust your position and protect your bank. That is why Betfair is the only way to bet.
This is the best thing coming from Dicko, protect your bank. I love him when he fires up and just gets on bigger and bigger and rolls into him. This is a moral, and just lands in and goes up. People might not know this, but a number of years back, oh, Dicko, what's going on? No, I'm going to Europe for 4 weeks. What happened? Oh, not much. Just had a good day, sad day. Just going to Europe for 4 weeks. Just take off. That's the sort of stuff we want to see.
Yeah, I've grown up a lot, and there's a lot of responsibility starting to fall upon my shoulders. I need to start to behave a little bit more responsibly.
Do you know your responsibilities too? The people who buy the Mountain Yard Mail, the people who support the mailbag.
100%. 100%. Back with best bets.
So let's look after these people
now,
and answer
before
their
I forget, just before I forget, let's get the business out of the way though, the Moonee Valley preview will be via the podcast. So if you want it, get the membership. Someone will come on with me, I'm not sure who, but I've done the card. It's a really good card. Yeah. Viewer questions. What are you doing with Sweet Rocket, Wishy, at the Valley? You don't even know what's into her.
Oh, Rail's back in the true. If any other jockey was on it, I'd say have a bet. She'll find a way.
Oh, no, Sweet Rocket's in at the Caulfield, is it?
No, I reckon it's at the Valley.
No, it's at the Valley. I think it's in the Scarborough Stakes.
Yeah, look at it. The thing is,
it's a great question, though, from Rob. I don't know what to do.
Well,
because if she rolls and leads, I think it'll win.
But
I don't think she'll roll and lead.
You've forgotten about the biggest thing about this horse. It's on the Strathair surface, which has more give in it, which she did actually. She only got pinched 300.
Ah, true. She tweeted something about the water tracks. And
oh, she loves it. She's already up
and
about
it. Yeah, so I mean, the Valley's got
almost
a different surface and all the rest of it. But look, obviously, the horse has got ability, but I haven't done the form. But yeah, just take into consideration the surface. The surface it is running on Friday night.
Do you know which race it is?
Race 6.
Mate, I'm in the Melbourne Harbour Finance.
Yeah, if Hummer runs, it'll win. I think it's a fucking moral. Yeah.
Save it for the podcast. So you answered Rob's question.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Well,
what's the next one?
I can't remember. Let's just talk about the grand final and we're done. Who wins and
North? Oh, no, why is Chop King called Chop King?
I've done this 40 times. So
there was another question underneath that.
Yeah, what
if you ever played football or cricket, like a cricket club or footy club, there's like an older bloke at the club, so like, wouldn't have been the wish, you know, it's a sort of bloke at the club, like senior bloke.
I was cut down in prime,
he's
mate.
In the leadership group, but he's just a weapon when he's out. He's a chop king. He gets all the girls. Chops.
Yeah.
Roots.
Yeah.
Okay? Often that chop king is an older guy. And then he meets a girl, gets married, because the chop king can't help himself. He fucks up that marriage. Right? He's still playing footy. The chop king comes back to the club. It's like Hugh Bowman. He was riding all the winners. Then when the wings come around, he lost his mojo.
Right.
Comes back to the club, out with the boys, and he doesn't know how to find that girl. Like once he gets one off the mark, he's away, and he's gonna ride more winners.
So
Hugh Bowman, when he finally rode a winner after Winks, he's back and he's back to normal. So we were calling Hugh Bowman the Chop King.
Oh.
And I think, and Hugh Bowman's thought of as the best jockey. You know, I don't think he is.
I sort of like the nickname, but now I'm sort of off it.
It's the bloke whose bumbles just been going bang, 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 bang when the leafy eastern suburbs of Melbourne here, you know? Single mothers getting around the Porsche.
Well, I think Ethan Brown's the next Hugh Bowman. I think he's a superstar.
Oh, wow.
Right, what was the other question that followed that?
Why is Michael Walker called Tripod?
Oh.
Well, I started calling him Tripod off some information I got off Jonathan Walsh.
Wasn't off me. How did you respond to it?
No, it was off, what's his name?
We're not going to have to talk about it, but yeah, he's got a big rudder. He's got a good sized rudder on the ship.
Yeah, he doesn't walk like that because he's got a sore back.
He's got a bit of sway.
Who wins the AFL?
I think Collingwood will win.
Most valid point I've heard of the week is let's just pray for West Coast, because if they win, they're all going to fly back home and we're going to have to put up with a very small percentage of West Coast supporters for the rest of the year. Like, copping the Richmond shit for 12 months.
Torture.
Yeah.
Bro, I fucking hate West Coast, like, with a severe passion.
Yeah, but you're just from the Shire.
Yeah, but I hate Collingwood more.
Nah,
so
I used to not want Collingwood when Nick Davis was playing for him back in the day in Bucks.
There's a chance, I reckon Collingwood might have shown their hand a bit. Like, they've shown
their
tricks.
Yeah.
I get no tricks left, and they blitz Richmond.
Dry day.
Like, straight away, they'll just double team Collingwood.
The drier it is, the better Collingwood will go.
You reckon?
The wetter it is. Yeah, because like, that's why they killed Richmond, because Mason Cox got off the lead, and his hands are sticky when it's dry.
Yeah, I mean, they won't fall.
If it gets wet and slippery.
I'm not going to pass Collingwood. I'm the worst football punter known to man.
The biggest difference on Friday night was it was beautiful night for footy, and Mason Cox had sticky fingers. If he just marks it or brings it right to ground and you get it quickly to go one-on-one, he beats anyone. Like, he beat Alex Rance repeatedly, who's supposed to be one of the A-grade defenders in the comp. He beat him one-on-one because the ball comes in quick.
Right, I had enough. Got a headache. Hope West Coast win. Anyone against me?
No, I'm with West Coast.
A West Coast?
I'm with Collingwood.
I hope West Coast win.
Yeah.
But who's going to win? What's your tip?
My tip is I'll have somewhere to... The line would be 10-plus schooners and the MCC members and bet unders or overs.
I'll take unders. You'll be on the vodka sodas for that, Rick. You should be.
Yeah.
I'll stop the video. Vodka